Watch diligently. Then, as you walk, not as fools, but as wise, making good use of the time, because the days are bad. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Time is something that is running out quickly. We feel the days are getting shorter and shorter. You go to sleep, and the next day, you have to get up early, and it seems that you had not gotten any rest at all. When in the day, you have to do 1,000 things. Time is not enough, and we would like the day to have not 24 hours, but 25. The next week, not to have 7 days, but 8. Because every time the days are getting bad, the times they are full of affliction. Every day that passes, we have to face a lot of problems, a lot of inconveniences. That is why the Apostle Paul, in this letter to the Ephesians, gives us good advice. Advice that we can apply at this time to be wise regarding the decisions that we are going to make, taking into account that the days are bad, how to make good use of the time in these bad days. Then he begins by giving us this advice, saying, watch out diligently as you walk. The first point is to learn to observe the signs and what happens around us. In general, we always try to leave things for another time, and more when we feel that they do not affect us much. When there are things that we consider as something small, we postpone it over and over again. We like to be corrective instead of preventive. And we do not understand that when we observe and make decisions to prevent, we are avoiding cycles in our lives in which we will have to repeat history over and over again. In order to be able to solve, perhaps we do not realize that more is invested in solving than in preventing. That is why there is a great difference between foolishness and wisdom. Sometimes we complain because we have no resources in life. Sometimes we complain because we were born in a home where we are financially limited. And apparently today, everything in this world revolves around money. And every time we want something to study, achieve something in life, we are under the limitation that is money. We think that not having money is not having resources. But it turns out that when you allow God to dwell in your life, He begins to teach you. God begins to show you that there are many more things that God has given you, that what you need, the problem of human being over time, is that we do not take advantage of the present, but that we live in the past. We do not take advantage of today, God. But we focus today on what happened yesterday. And the other side of the coin is that many today focus only on what will come tomorrow. There are people who are eating and already thinking what they're going to eat later or the next day. We go to the races. This makes us worry. You know, that is worrying. It's taking care of time, wearing out, getting tired. And every time we make mistakes, every time we make bad decisions, every time we worry, we lose the opportunities that God gives us today. That's why the Bible advises us and says to us, look how they walk. Begin to observe. That how they walk means begin to observe how this is their lifestyle. What are the skills you have to face? I told you right now, sometimes we limit ourselves because in quotes, we have no resources. But simply, the scarcity that we live in life is not about how much money I have or don't have, but how much lack of wisdom I have to use what God has already given me. If I ask you now, what do you need? You would make a very large list. But if I ask you, what do you already have? Perhaps you will start to think, because you would always be looking for what you need, and what you have usually does not fill you. The problem is that we lack the wisdom and intelligence to discern the times, to discern what happens to me in the now. We are so engrossed in what happened, or so yearned or pending what is to come, that we are discarding the now, and the past is something that will not happen again in the future, and we don't know what will happen. But the present is what we are living, and it's that gift of God that you are endorsing today. Look diligently as you walk. The word diligently means to be diligent, means start pending at the same moment. He says, observe. The Bible says, observe diligently, examining quickly, and do not leave it for tomorrow. How is your lifestyle? Because when you do not learn to examine from a perspective of God, or how God sees things, when you do not learn to examine how your life is and how your steps are and the decisions you are making daily and the results that it's bringing to your life, and that it's affecting you, and that is affecting your family, your whole house. When you do not examine your steps, the days that are bad do not become profitable, and you begin to lose time. I put it this way. When you are not responsible for your actions, and you think what you want, and you leave your home, your family, your children, and you dedicate yourself more to work, to become the man and woman who carries money to the house, but who does not have time for their children. You do not value the time with your children because you think that there are other things that are priorities and that they are better. When you come to see those children who were small over the years, they become big into adults, and then you never realize what happened. You stopped enjoying those moments with your children. You stopped enjoying your boy, your girl. When he learned to walk, you were not there when he said the first word. You were not there when he put on his first uniform to go to school with a bag so big that it looked like it was lying on him. You missed those moments because you let time pass and you didn't know how to manage what was really important. And when time passes, life passes us. And then what? Or I'll give you another example. You decide to look outside your home for what you already had. And you went with that other woman or man who was not the one that God gave you. And when you come, let's see what other person gets tired of you. You look towards your house and you see a closed home, destroyed. And you are alone. The days become difficult. The days become bad, and you do not take advantage of the time. The Bible says that God makes the sun rise for good and for bad. The Lord, in His infinite mercy, allows that every day be clear to everyone, says the word in the book of Exodus, that the bread and that the race is not the fastest. Winning the race, but that time and opportunity, or time and opportunity, happen to everyone. The question is, am I taking advantage of that sun that God gives me? Am I taking advantage of that time and that opportunity that God gives me today? Or am I simply thinking that other things that are more important, and I let the time pass? I let the years go by. I let life pass. And in the end, what is left, dear friend, perhaps you are receiving this audio right now, it's the situations you are experiencing. Suddenly, you are listening to me. You say, it seems that this is what I am living, and I am going there. And perhaps you who are in another place, you are thinking, I am already alone, and it seems that this word is already being fulfilled. But you know, as long as there is life, there is hope. And if you are with life, today is the right time. If you are alive, this is the moment. This is your day. This is your hour in God to transform your heart so that there is a true repentance in you and you can be transformed by the Lord. Today, this word is not coming to you by chance. It's time to stop in your life. It's time to stop. It's time to start to see what you are doing with your life digitally, looking at how it's the attitude you have to face the situation that you have today. If maybe you say, I lost a lot of time, you are absolutely right. Maybe you say, it's that I lost time, that I will not recover. Of course, because it's a time that has already happened. But I have great news for you. And that is that God's time is perfect, which means that time of God, that in God, there is an eternity. And in eternity, there is never past nor future. It's always a present. And when you allow God to inhabit your life, you begin to experience that eternal life, that eternity in you, that makes things in your life completely new. That is to say that everything that happened is left behind, and what lies ahead is the new that God has for you. What's the Bible says? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed, and they are all made new. And when he speaks of a new creation, he includes even the time you lost. God can restore it, because when you are in him and you let God rule your life, you begin to be in his time that is perfect. And that perfection means an opportune time. And since God is eternal, and in eternity there is no time, there is something that divides seasons, but it's an eternal present. That means, I want you to listen clearly to me. In your yesterday, he is God. In your today, he is God. In your tomorrow, he is God. Do you know what I'm saying? He is. It means that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that the one who has sustained you today will continue to support you tomorrow. And will continue to support you all the days of your life. Because you are within his eternal purpose. You are within his eternity. His life is manifested in you. And that eternal purpose, that life that is manifested in you, is called Jesus Christ. So while there is life, there is hope. And every morning you get up, it's a new mercy that God renews. And that today you can enjoy. Perhaps you say, is that what with me? My eyes, I am not seeing anything. It's not about seeing. It's about believing. And when you understand that, you begin to see those things impossible becoming possible. Because I tell you that I give you an example of Abraham and Sarah. Their time, their years of old age did not affect the eternal purpose of God on them. This means that the 99 years of Abraham and the 90 years of Sarah were not an obstacle to the promise of God come true in their lives. Prayer. Father, I thank you for your word, and thank you, Lord, because only through you can we really examine how we live life. We have always thought that we make good decisions, and perhaps we have always thought that we are living life well, but we do not realize or try to ignore that we are really not well. Today I ask that through your Holy Spirit and from this word, the eyes and the heart of each person who receives this audio are open so that they can evaluate and see diligently how they are living, and that you give them the wisdom to take advantage of the time, Lord, and realize that it's really important. In you, everything is made new. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, you can follow him on social networks, on Instagram. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. You can download the devotionals just in time that everyone is there, saved in the application that you can find on Google Play, devotionals just in time, and in App Store. You can also find it as Just In Time Devotionals. You can subscribe to our YouTube channels, Just In Time Devotionals. And there every morning, there will be a devotional prepared for you to have an encounter with God.